From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Thank you for listening to us this weekend. My name's Landon Kleindorfer. This week we have a guest that's been on here before to talk about a couple of different topics, but Rick Berger with Duke Energy. But more importantly, we're talking about the airport and all the great things that are going around around town with the airport. Thanks for joining
us. Yeah, it works. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I really enjoyed being on this and sharing a lot of information and a lot of things we talk about, Landon. So thank you, sir.
Now, the last time we talked, we kind of talked about the air show coming up and all the things that have to do with that. But there is a greater airport that will be hosting that as well. You were telling me that there's some updates going on and some big things going on around the airport as well.
Yeah, I'd like to share that with the communities here. I'm real proud, first of all, to serve on the airport board. We have six people that work great together. And believe it or not, six people on the board. We can get a lot of things done with only six people, but they're six great people that have heart and mind in this airport. A couple of things that we just recently done is we hired a new consultant. They're out of Indianapolis. They're called Woolpert. That's Woolpert. They have the experience. They have the track record. We worked with them before. We are excited to have them on our team to push us to that next level of, you know, of all the things we're doing out there. And a couple other things where we're talking about, like infrastructure, Indiana American Water has been really great to work with. They are currently putting a water expansion line in out to the airport. That will open up a lot of things on the east side, not only for the airport, but for other businesses, too. And hats off to Indiana American Water for working with us and making this happen, because eventually we're going to need another fire department on that side of town, too, as the growth continues.
So as far as bringing in that consultant, and you said you've worked with them before, what is the typical goal as far as moving forward, bringing them in? What does that do for you guys?
Well, you know, we do have a business plan for the airport, so they get involved in really helping us refocus each year or, you know, stay focused on what we're trying to do, because we're really trying to establish the airport as an economic hub for Terre Haute Eastside and the larger region, which includes Clay County, Park County, just the surrounding counties there. And part of that is upgrading infrastructure, and they can put their eyes on it and give us estimates for what things may cost, what we may want to look at. And with their type of guidance, we can spend the taxpayers' dollars very good. And, you know, that's another thing I want to stress. We are always under budget, have been for the last many years. We're going to continue that, but we're investing those dollars in that airport because we are in a TIF district out there, too.
Now, you talk about, you know, infrastructure and building it up as an economic presence, but, you know, you guys are just to the east of the highway. Just to the west of the highway is the brand new casino. What does that do? Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as, does that affect you guys at all and building that as well?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. We'll do a little bit of advertisement encouraging people to fly into your casino. So, you know, there's an opportunity there that not every community has.
Right.
So that's another marketing tool, flying to your casino, and you're just a drive away then to the casino itself. And the casino's been great to work with. I think we're going to create a partnership there, too. That's what's really exciting about this board and the airport. We continue to really develop great partnerships where we all work together for one cause.
Now, whenever you talk about, you know, the economy of it all, and you've got the air show coming up, are there other plans as far as big events that you guys would like to be able to do from the airport?
Well, there's other people, investors out there maybe would like to do other types of things out there. I can think of probably two or three things that it's their story to tell when they decide to pull the trigger, make something happen, but let me tell you, of the many years I've been on this board out there, there's more people coming to us today than any other time, because whether it might be concerts, it might just be a fundraiser, But we have, you know, we got 1,500 acres out there. Really got a great partnership with ISU Flight Academy. They probably have over 9,000 training hours with people. Believe it or not, we are the third busiest airport in the state of Indiana. And you think, now, wait a minute, how's that happen? But by having ISU, it's touchdowns, I think, as you call it. I mean, those are just like Purdue University's active with their flight academy up there, too.
Yeah,
so we are the
you
third,
noticed that.
The largest. Yeah, yeah, which is kind of cool.
Well, whenever I know, you know, I went to Indiana State, whenever I was coming in, they were known as one of the most cultural universities in this area because there were so many students coming in from different countries, and a lot of those students come in to go into the flight program at Indiana State, and obviously a lot of American students come in here for the program as well. It's held to the high esteem.
It is, and, you know, hats off to another great partner at the airport, Hoosier Aviation. They do. They have a, you know, flight training there, rental aircraft, just on-field maintenance. There are a fuel supplier for jets and airplanes, but Nikki and Jordan Brown, great partners to work with at Hoosier Aviation.
And, you know, you're talking about expanding that area on the east side of town. Do you think, I mean, you talk about partnership with the airport and the casino. Are you guys working to try and find businesses to bring in with the city? Is that a communication that you guys have as well?
Boy, if you led right into my next thought, you were reading my mind. You know, with the Indianapolis airport, just down the road from us, on I-70, and they are running out of space, or maybe, you know, I see things from there coming our way.
Yeah.
And that's what's exciting. People don't really understand, well, you're an hour down the road. No, I mean, by a plane or something, you're just down the road.
Right.
You're a neighbor. And I do see that our team, you know, there, the airport, Craig and Kelsey and Hunter, we got a great team that's working hard. They've been to conferences up in Chicago. They just got back. It was a great big conference at McCormick Conference Center. Thousands and thousands of people. And, you know, here's Terre Haute right in the middle of it, selling what we had to offer here.
And well, I think that, you know, if you drive over there on that east side, there are some areas. They do a lot of shipping and things like that. Obviously, the airport in Indianapolis has a very large revenue stream coming in for different businesses that are, you know, sending things across the country. I expect there to be some expansion over toward, you know, the Terre Haute area. As like you said, it's getting kind of full over there.
It is, and, you know, we have just a greater opportunity, if not greater opportunity, to create business here than we do over there. So we're taking everything to the limit, and we want to create jobs here, working with the Terre Haute Economic Development Corporation, the local chamber. We are just so proud to be where we're at, what we're doing, and held accountable for every dollar we spend with the taxpayers' dollars here.
And, you know, you've got a new mayor that has come in here these last few months.
Yeah.
How's that relationship been as well?
Hats off to the mayor. He's working good with us. He believes what we're doing out there is the right thing. And, you know, and the county, too. The county and city are strong partners with the Terre Haute Regional Airport. And I've always said, whatever you may try to do in the community takes a village of people to make it happen. But when you put all that village together, watch out, the power that you can create for your community. Yeah.
Well, before we started, we were talking about a couple of things that you in particular are involved in whenever it comes to the community. And we'll start, of course, with what's going on with the airport and yourself in the community, the air show coming up. We talked about it a little bit our last time up.
Yeah, have you heard there's an air show coming June 1 and 2?
Who would have thought?
I bet you have. We're excited. We have another group of people, 12, 14 people that's working hard, have been working hard on this for the last year and a half. Blue Angels coming into town. And you ought to see all these old airplanes, the warbirds, I call them, coming in. We're getting the program called Tora. Is a great thing to see. But each day, here's what, you know, on June 1 and 2, same thing each day. But the gates open at 9. The show starts at noon, and that show will run for 4 straight hours plus.
Wow.
Of just excitement. Now, tickets are $30. Go out and get them online now, because the day of the show, they'll be $40. But I would encourage people, Sunday is probably, if you didn't want to fight the crowd as much, it looks like our ticket sales is 2-1, you know, on the way the ticket sales are going online, and that's going great too. But if you want to have less of a crowd, which is still going to be a crowd, don't think you're going to come out there and not have a crowd.
Right.
Sunday. But I would encourage people to go out, buy your tickets now, and 12 and under is free, and that ticket pays for parking too. That ticket covers everything. But come out, have a great day. We got a lot of planes that on display that you'll be able to go and look at, maybe get up in and look at things. But history at its best. History at its best, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, this is not, and you mentioned it a little bit, talking about how fortunate Terre Haute is to have an airport without even having these types of events. But this is just a really cool event that when you live somewhere else, you don't typically get to experience something like this.
Yeah, and, you know, we tracked where these tickets come from. We're pulling from St. Louis, Cincinnati, Chicago, and beyond in places. So this is a Midwest air show. It's not a Terre Haute air show. We are known. Performers are calling us. We're booked. I mean, we're saying no, but we got just come out and check this out, because we got some machines. I'm going to tell you. No, I can't tell you. Surprise. Come out and see it, okay?
Little yeah. Ominous, a couple of big surprises that you'll have to find out about whenever you get there.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, you come out and check it out.
Well, I can tell you, just from the community standpoint, we appreciate that you guys put this thing on. And really just any sort of community involvement like this is massive, not just for the East Side. Obviously, the casino, they'll have somewhere to go after the event, before the event. But also, you know, the rest of Terre Haute probably going to help the economy out a little bit over those couple of days. Whenever the students are out of town, there's kind of a lull. So it's always great to have things like that coming across.
Well, just to give you a fact and figure, working with the local visitors bureau here, this impact for 2 days or the days leading up to it, economic impact for the Wabash Valley is at least, and you're basing on 60,000 people, let's say, or projected, is easily $9 or $10 million impact.
Wow.
For lodging, for food, for gas. So it will make a difference here for our communities, Clay County, and all the, you know, around us too. And the other shout out I'd like to give, we have 45 companies step up and are great sponsors. We could not do this without the great support of dollars, because it takes a lot to put this show on. But 45 companies, I would like to do a big shout out and say thank you.
Now, the process is not done. You guys are still looking for volunteers, correct?
Good point. Thank you for bringing that up. It takes about 800 volunteers to put this event on for 2 days. We are doing good. We would and still are looking for groups, 4-H, school, organizations. And we do have money. We will pay for volunteers to help us for, like, parking and things like that. So if you have an organizations out there, go out to our webpage, you know, Terre Haute Air Show, and put in there you have an interest. And Lindy, our marketing director, will help us get in contact with you. But do that as soon as possible, because we're putting this plan together. We're only talking, 30-some days out.
Yeah.
And this air show is here.
Isn't it unbelievable? Already, we're just a day away from moving on from April into May.
You and I were just talking about this days ago, but it was a couple months ago when we started talking about it. Landon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, not the only thing that you have your hand in. Duke Energy, a big part of your life as well. You know, you wanted to give a shout out as well. Coming up in June, the Special Olympics coming to town, as it always has here in the Wabash Valley. But you guys do a lot for them as well.
Yeah, thanks for allowing me to do another shout out. The Indiana Special Olympics is dear and close to Duke Energy, part of employees. We have been probably the longest going partner of 55, 56 years with Indiana Special Olympics. the summer games here at ISU in the summer, which will be June 7th, 8th, and 9th. I would encourage people to come out, support those athletes, families, coaches. Well, the most common word you will hear from this group, and I have worked it for many, many years, is thank you. And I'm proud to be a Duke Energy employee, but to put my hat on and have that weekend with those athletes is so, so warming, and it touches my heart.
Well, I appreciate it, Rick. And is there anything you'd like to add as far as the Duke Energy or as far as the airport is involved?
No, I just, you know, when people say there's nothing to do in the Wabash Valley, and that's including all of our counties, I challenge you to that. There's a lot of things to do in all these counties, and Duke Energy is just so proud to be a partner with all of our counties, and, you know, we wouldn't be a company without our, you know, our customers, so we say thank you for that, and we'll continue to be out there supporting our communities through our foundation dollars, and we're proud of that, so thank you.
Well, if anybody that's listening is looking for anything to do, you heard it. You contact Rick Berger, and he will find something for you to do. Heck, you're probably involved in the committee for whatever it is that's going on.
I'm on a lot of committees.
Awfully busy guy.
But you know what? It takes a village of people. So when you get the right people, you can make anything happen.
Well, Rick, we appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we'll be able to do this again sometime down the road. Again, make sure you go to the air show coming up here, and helping out with Special Olympics, also absolutely massive in the Wabash Valley and in the Terre Haute area as well. Thanks for coming on, Rick.
Thank you.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend, and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFNB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.